probably saw their video and pictures yesterday. He is a paraplegic military veteran who, with his military buddies, rose up on a harness to have their first dance. And let me say, I get emotional watching Homeward Bound or like Otis and Milo. Did I see this? I'm like, I don't even know them. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so emotional. I can't handle it, but seriously, such a powerful moment. Now you guys are trending in the United Kingdom. You're on People.com. I know all the national news morning shows are asking for you. What has it been like, really, the last 24 hours for you guys since you've been everywhere, really?
I have to tell you a story. So we went to Starbucks this morning because it's, you know, the crack of dawn. And so we roll up to the window, and guess what Joey says?
Hey, do I look famous to you?
Do I look familiar?
Yeah, do I look familiar?
What'd the person say?
No.
And the first thing goes, no.
No.
I'm like, you're really not that cool, Joey. Come on.
Man, you know what? Just tell them to go home, check Facebook, and then see me tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. And by the way, when we were in between songs after we talked to him a few minutes ago, Michelle, you got a text and wanted to, the text tell you?
My friend Amber said, you sound very sexual for 7 a.m.
There you go. Hello.
Like a first shifter on like the phone sex
line.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, seriously,
side hustle.
To talk about how much you're trending worldwide, they told us that on one of these Facebook rooms, it's called the Shade Room, their picture has gotten 1.2 million likes of their wedding dance.
It's just
so amazing. And one of the things that I read about you, you know, and I wanted to ask you this, Michelle, because I know some people, you know, there's things that come up in a relationship. Maybe there's accidents similar to what Joey had and that sort of thing. And I feel like people sometimes, you know, give up sometimes on that. You know, they move on and they run away from the situation. You never did. And I saw one of your quotes that said, we're soulmates. Just tell us about, you know, kind of what it was like for you and knowing that, you know what, I'm never leaving this guy.
Well, I think it all happened when we met. We met at a country concert. We realized that we actually had the same birthday and same last name. So when we got married, I didn't have to change my name.
That's awesome. And you could never forget birthday gifts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, you would be in big trouble. Big trouble.
I told him he had to change his last name. change his last name and change his birthday because he can't have the same birthday.
Exactly.
So I took her last name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. That's awesome.
Joey, and how much does it mean to you that Michelle has been by your side every single step of the way for you?
That's probably that's not the only reason, but that's one of the big factors in the reasons why I asked her to be my wife, and it's just because she's, for everything that she's done and stood there by my side, I mean, it's phenomenal. Like, I couldn't ask for a better wife.
Yeah, right away, like, when the accident happened, I mean, the thought didn't even go through my head. I just knew that. I mean, he needed me, and we'd only been dating for 2 months, so.
Wow, and it wasn't an accident overseas, right? It was after you'd gotten home, right, from the military. It was a motorcycle wreck, right?
Correct.
Wow, but you didn't go anywhere. After 2 months, like, that's how you would have to know, you know, that this person is worth it. That's a massive commitment. And then my question for Joey is, when did you get this idea that I'm going to make this work so I can stand up for a first dance? When did that idea come to you?
Well, we checked out the venue, the Milltop. And in Noblesville, and I saw the rafters, and I was like, I wonder. And then I just contemplated it. And then I go turn a check in, and I asked them if I could do it. And they were like, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. And I was like, all right, I'm doing it. So we were engaged for what, a year and a half?
Year and a half.
Mm-hmm. And for the whole year and a half, I'd been planning it and everything, going through it. And three harnesses later, and. Yeah.
I just love that you still kept the secret.
Oh, you for that long.
I tell you
that's
what,
awesome.
You guys are truly a special couple.
Oh, yeah.
So cool that you guys are from Fishers, Indiana. Joey Johnson, Michelle Johnson, thank you so much, seriously, guys, for coming in here on this Thursday morning. And damn it, everybody that works at Starbucks, you recognize Joey from here on out, okay?
Right. Free pumpkin spice lattes for life.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your wedding ceremonies. Such a cool moment, and thank you for coming in today, guys.
Thank you.
No, thank you for having us. And go horse.
That is right. Go horse. You heard it. That's right. Love it. It's Radio 900.9.